don't think of an elephant. Really, try not to think of an elephant. It's hard not to once I've invoked the term. George Lakoff, professor and author, used this exercise with his students, and it became the title of one of his books. Lakoff points out that it is hard not to think of a term once the term has been used. Published in 2004, it focused on political language and debate, particularly the way issues are framed. Those who create the language, who frame the issue, and the way it is understood and discussed have an advantage, for even those who disagree define their position by invoking the opposition's term. Success is achieved, according to Lakoff, by reframing the debate. While Lakoff's book spoke to politics, a recent article in the Jewish Foreword by Ben Dreyfus looked at Judaism through Lakoff's work. His observations, I believe, were very revealing. Dreyfus points out that liberal Judaism, by which he means reform, conservative, reconstructionist, and non-denominational, typically discuss their ideas, beliefs, and practices in a manner that not only evokes Orthodox Judaism, but does so in a way that establishes orthodoxy as normative, and that every other form of Judaism is judged in comparison to orthodox standards. The underlying message is that orthodoxy is authentic Judaism, and that every other form of Judaism is but a pale reflection, something less, not as authentic, not as genuine. As a consequence, liberal Judaism and liberal Jews frequently feel as if they are not as real or accepted or as acceptable as orthodoxy. By invoking orthodox frames or orthodox beliefs as the benchmark, the touchstone against which every other form of Judaism is judged, orthodoxy holds and will continue to hold a premier role in the Jewish world. Thus, when liberal Jews say, "I don't keep kosher," or "I only light Shabbat candles but still work on Saturday," the underlying message is orthodox observance of ritual is the authentic way to be Jewish. Dreyfus rightly points out that the only way for this to change is for liberal Jews to reframe the discussion, to stop invoking orthodox observance as a standard against which they judge their own practice, and begin to articulate a coherent philosophy of Judaism based upon liberal values. Rather than saying, "We don't do," or "We don't believe," it is time for progressive Jews to affirm what they do and why they do it based upon the values and principles that define their worldview and their philosophy. Without apology or a sense of defensiveness, we as liberal Jews should be affirming such values as equality, personal autonomy, the right of an individual to make his or her own decisions about their Judaism, a respect for diversity, a recognition that one size doesn't fit all in Judaism, a commitment to protecting the environment, and the knowledge that we have a responsibility to future generations and the demands they will face in an ever-changing world. We should be talking about Jewish behavior based upon these values and these principles. When our actions and our decisions come from this place, we are authentically Jewish, following in the footsteps of Abraham, who was willing to smash the idols of the past in order to ensure that there would be a future. We must continue to do the same. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. I encourage you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and, as always, thanks for listening.